Hello again, Gooners! Yes, back again, the Loose Cannon. Should call myself the Loose Stool, I think, after the last podcast, but that's another story. Right, anyway, let's get on with it. What am I going to talk about today, you might want to ask. Maybe you don't want to ask, but I'll tell you anyway. Going to talk about Gabriel, not the Gabriel we once had at Arsenal, but a different Gabriel. That transfer seems like it's going to happen. By the time you listen to this, probably has happened. But anyway, a bit more on that later. Talk about Freddie Ljungberg leaving the club. And finally, I'm just going to keep it brief. Have I ever kept it brief before? Maybe not. But just to keep it brief, I'm also going to discuss the prospect of bringing in a new coach. Of course, Ljungberg leaving. So that means, I wouldn't say there's a void, but we'll get back to that later. Right, first of all, let's talk about Gabriel. Well, it's a different Gabriel, and once again, it's going to be very challenging for me to read out his name because it's kind of complicated if you are challenged in such a way. But it's a Brazilian, so that's good. Seems like Arsenal are becoming a bit of a Brazilian enclave of late. Obviously, David Luiz, Edu, Willian, need I go on, and a few more. Anyway, looks like this 25 million deal, or is it 27 million deal, depends who you believe, is going to go through. And obviously it's good to get another defensive player in what's been a shaky defence over the years. But you'd have to say under Arteta, the team have looked less brittle at the back. So it seems like the 22-year-old has finally made his mind up. According to Football.London, who have probably taken this story from the Standard. Sorry, Football.London, London even. Anyway, they're saying that Arsenal won the race against Napoli. And that's clearly good news for Arsenal if this player's about to sign for such an amount of money. You'd expect him to be good, wouldn't you? Of course, coming in from Europe is never easy, as players like Pepe will testify, even though many people have said he struggled in his first few games for Arsenal. I don't really think that's true. But I think defensively, it's even more difficult than playing up front. But not that I've played in the Premier League, so I don't really know. But that's my opinion. I just think when you're a defensive player, you're up against English-style centre-forwards that you wouldn't have to deal with on the continent, who are extremely physical. I suppose the same goes for the other side of the field, though, arguing with myself here, because players do go in harder, and if you are up front, you're going to get lots of knocks and bruises. So either way, anyway, it looks like this deal, going back to it, Gabriel was going to sign a 5-year deal. That's expected to happen really, really soon. So it would be good if this transfer saga ends. Can I pronounce his surname? Maybe not. Magalhães sounds about right. Okay, so there you go. That deal expected to happen. And it was quite interesting seeing the Evening Standard running a story saying that this new player is not going to get the number 4 shirt, his favourite, because, of course, already, the way they phrased this, I like this headline, Gabriel Magalhães, Arsenal shirt number, incoming transfer denied, favoured number 4 top with Gunners. I'm not sure what language that's in, but it seems a bit mixed up. Anyway, he's not going to get the number 4 shirt. Of course, you already know we have Saliba already at Arsenal, and he will take the number 4 shirt vacated by Mohamed Elneny. Elneny, he's still on Arsenal's books, I believe, but he's not gone just yet, unless I've made a grave mistake there. If I have, please let me know. Right, there's no, I said grave mistake. Now, why? My next story is about Freddie Ljungberg. Is it a grave mistake to let him go? Well, there's lots of stories about that he wanted to go to pursue new opportunities, is what the Standard are saying, as he targets a managerial role in his own right. Of course, he did manage the club for a while last season. His results weren't amazing, I have to say. Perhaps he did bring back some of the old Arsenal spirit that was lost under the previous manager. But anyway, the official line is he's leaving the Emirates Stadium in order to pursue new opportunities in the coming season. Of course, he's extremely popular. He's even got his own song, so that means you must be popular. And he was promoted to the position of first team, or assistant first team coach under Unai Emery, becoming caretaker manager, and then remained on board as an assistant coach. The point is with Lundberg, I've got to say, my feeling was he was getting overlooked a little bit by Arteta. That's just my take on the body language on the bench, watching it quite carefully. I thought this, and this is not being wise after the event, I really thought that Lundberg's time was coming to an end at Arsenal. What with all those other departures, it didn't really surprise me to see Lundberg had left as well. It's good though, this is for Lundberg to, you know, when one door closes, another opens. He said, "I've decided to leave my first team assistant coaching role at Arsenal to progress my management experience. I've been involved with this club on and off since 1998, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities they've given me, both as a player and as a coach. I wish Mikel and all the team every success for the season ahead. Thanks also to the fans for their constant support and for always being by my side. I hope we will all meet again soon." Arteta said, "Freddie has been a really important member of my team since my arrival. Did a great job picking the team up when Nunay left. And we all have 100% respect for him as a man and a coach. I know I'll be facing him on the touchline in the future." Makes it sound like Freddie's going to join a Premier League club. I don't think that's likely to happen in the near future, but watch this space. Okay, so moving on. What was the final story, you may ask me? I may not know. But I should know, shouldn't I? Because I did tell you I would talk about one more thing. But what was it? Oh, yes, of course. There's going to be a new coach, possibly, coming to Arsenal Football Club. And that new coach already has a job, so it's not a definite. He currently plies his trade. Can you say that about a coach? I think you can. Currently plies his trade for Brentford. And he's a specialist on set pieces, which is an area that Arsenal have needed to work on ever since George Graham left the club. So the headline in the Standard is, Arteta identifies a set-piece specialist, Andreas Georgsson, for backroom role. And the story goes that obviously Lundberg, as I said, doesn't exactly open a void, but there's enough money to employ somebody else, and you would think Arsenal would pay better than Brentford, but you never know nowadays. Anyway, so Lundberg's off, and then perhaps Georgsson is in. Georgsson is Swedish, so one Swede in, one Swede out. Anyway, his title is the head of set pieces and individual development. Would you like to have that on your business card? Before working at Brentford, he was at Malmo as an assistant coach, and clearly set pieces have been an issue for Arsenal for such a long time, so it would be good to get that right. I have to say, I did note with interest last season that Liverpool brought in a throw-in expert by the name of Thomas Gronemark, and that seemed to pay dividends for them, although I have to say, didn't see that many Liverpool games last season, but did you notice their throw-ins were much better than they used to be? Not sure. But certainly set pieces need a lot of work. I think most Arsenal fans would testify to that. So it's a brief news flash, as it were, or news flush, if I'm going to call myself the Loose Stall. It's a news flush. A news flush from the Loose Stall. How about that? And so I will leave you on that note.